Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
Real talk, I've done this on a couple of podcasts now. I think this is a good message to spread. It's going to sound a little mean, but maybe it's just meant comedically more than anything. Motherfucker, you're not the first person to want fucking results quick. Fuck you. That's my message. Like, do you think you're among the first million? Do you think you're among the first billion people to be like, I want to do a diet with minimum effort that is super sustainable and gives me immediate results super fast? Like, wow, fuck. Can I shake your fucking hand? Like, I want a cell phone that's also a lightsaber, but they don't make that shit. So why don't we look at the shit that's available and pick the most logical thing? Like, can you imagine walking into a car dealership and be like, all right, I want something that's as fast as a Dodge Viper. You know, like that 90s reference?
Yeah.
We were like six or something.
Oh, that's a phenomenal car.
Unbelievable, right? Yes. It looks like a tool of aggression. You see it and you get scared. You never cross the street in front of a Dodge Viper. Even if it's standing there, you just walk around the shit.
Have you ever seen that as like a classified ad and the guy was trying to sell a Dodge Viper?
No.
And he was basically describing it that way, like how scared he was of driving it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's, you know, I want a Dodge Viper Speed. I want the comfort of a minivan. And I want the shit to cost $10,000.
Yeah.
The dealership's just going to be like, look, you know, we would really love it if aliens came down to Earth and built that car for us. But the motherfuckers haven't showed up yet.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at, you know, real choices in dieting, you just have to, like, everyone knows you want it all. You're not the first person to want it all. And it's a fool's errand. It's a folly. It's like people, like, sorry to bring up jiu-jitsu again. Chad, I see you doing jiu-jitsu now. It excites me.
Put my pajama pants on?
Well, that would be great. So, like, if someone's like,
some pants on.
Right. It's like, you know, the black belt.
We'll do as I
do. The black belt's teaching a move, and a white belt's like, well, what if I do it this other way? Like, motherfucker, you're not the first person to ask that question. This is wrong for 20 fucking reasons.
Yeah.
You're not going to outwit everyone who's ever done jiu-jitsu. Certainly not your first day. Do it this way because this way works. Like, would it be cool if you could just, like, go like this and beat everyone or just one little move? Totally, but that just doesn't happen.
That whole concept is a huge issue in the industry of fitness. Is that?
Oh, I thought you meant sort of Southern California. The industry means something else.
Yeah, the industry you're familiar with. But it's like the idea that someone's going to say, hey, we know, I acknowledge what you're saying, but I've got a proprietary version of something that's faster, better, easier to do. You know, here's this detox tea. This is going to, you know, you're going to, there's, it's easy because when everyone says the right information, it's not pretty or fun or exciting. So it's really easy to be enticed into this idea that, like, oh, hey, you know, there's a trick, or I've got a proprietary technique and it's called the this, this, and this pull, or the that and this diet.
So are you saying that you don't think it's likely that the 12,000 sports schools of Russia in the last 60, 70 years of weightlifting, that they wouldn't have figured out snatching with bands already?
They didn't. Yeah. Well, yeah, they didn't know about snatching with bands, low bar squatting, different names for, you know, different styles of pulls with proprietary names or special.
It never crossed their mind.
Nope.
Huh. You guys seem to think yourselves clever making all these jokes, but it's funny because you've looked far, but not far enough. Here's what I mean.
That was a clip from episode number 72. Dr. Mike Isertel on training and nutrition for beginners. Dr. Mike is a wealth of information about all things training, nutrition, as well as dirty jokes. And if you want to check out the full episode with Dr. Mike, check out the link right there or the one in our video info. If you're interested in online coaching, visit juggernautcoaching.com or see the link right here.